Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Petaway in the building.
Reggie's in the building having a good time, so come on out and have a good time. Hey, some injury news. Shout out to Tyler Milner just dropping that injury report in. Hey, Tyler, they got that thing out quick today, didn't they? We're playing around,
huh? That shocked me, actually, when I saw that land in the inbox.
Some important notes here. Jamal Hill and Jalen Reed, no surprises. They're out. Jalen Reed with the forearm, Hill with the hamstring. Kamari Lassiter, Clint, listed as questionable for the Texans now.
Hey, limited participation, listed as questionable. I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
After 2 days of no practice and 1 day on the side,
Clint,
I'll take it.
I don't know if he's going to play four quarters, but I think he is. I will be shocked if he doesn't give it a go, and I think it will be because they've held him out. They've said, son, we got to.
Well, I don't know.
And I don't know who's got to be the one to tell him that he ain't going to get a chance to play because he's going to lose his mind.
Well, I'm going to tell you, man, I'd love to see him play. I've become a huge fan. My favorite guy to watch on film. But the worst case scenario here in this game in particular is he plays and makes it worse. I have no idea what the injury is. If it's an ankle sprain.
They still have important games after this.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're just huge games. And I mean, if he tries to give it a go here and re-injures something worse, makes it worse, doesn't finish this game, cost himself more games, potentially longer term. I mean, worst case scenario is play and make it worse. So if it ain't full go and if everybody ain't 100% comfortable, man, give him some sweats, man. Get him on that sideline. Give him some sweats. D'Amico has been tremendous. Has been tremendous. Jalen Petrie's out. Boom. They're still the number one team in the NFL. I'm not saying Kamari's not more important than that, but D'Amico's been tremendous in overcoming these injuries in the secondary. Let's not make a small problem bigger.
He's going to be hell to be around if he's not able to play.
I agree. I mean,
don't he look like he'll be?
I mean,
he'll be over there pissed. He'll be over. Fine. You got to take his. You got to leave his uniform and his helmet at home.
Could you imagine him, Will Anderson, and Aziz not being able to play in a game like this? And
could you imagine the mood they're in with their
brutal
significant others, their family, the whole
brutal,
just brutal. Awful. So, but he is questionable again. As I said, I think he will give it a go. We'll see how effective he is, and if it either one changes. How Matt Burke and D'Amico want to run defense, or if he's not effective and they have to go in a different.
Well, place. I mean, we're hung up on Kamari Lassiter and rightfully so. But you look at the full participants from today. There's some big names there as well.
Yeah, that have no designation.
Well, I mean, D'Anico Autry all of a sudden, although he's been on here every week, so I think this is more of an ongoing issue with him. But D'Anico Autry all of a sudden becomes a far bigger factor in this game. With the Tim Settle injury, he is a far bigger factor. You look at Trent Brown. We talked to him yesterday. Everybody's more in love with him today than they were yesterday before we had him on air with us, which is exactly how it's supposed to work. That hand, the fact that he's a full participant was big.
And they said he's got a broken finger, by the way.
Woody Marks and the fact that he's got that bum ankle, if he's practicing on that ankle, that is a huge plus for the Texans. We've discussed how important he is and how big he's going to be if they're able to win games down the stretch. So Woody Marks is important as well. Full participant today. That's big, man.
Now, Clint, the Chiefs injury report is out too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is one that will really – you may not know it yet. I'll help you. You may not know it yet, but this will have a lot of impact to Texans fans. So we knew from Andy earlier, he said Chris Roland Wallace, who had been playing slot, he's missed last week. He'll miss this week again. He's declared out. Trey Smith, Jawan Taylor, they're doubtful. We said it earlier that Andy said it'd be a long shot for those guys to play. He said Trey Smith is closer than Jawan Taylor, but they are technically listed as doubtful. The only other person
after
they have
not participating at all.
And they have not participated all week. They didn't even work on the side like Kamari did. The only other person that is out is Nico Remigio.
Say it again.
Nico Remigio.
There we go. I'm just checking on you.
Now, the reason why, and that is
making
the one.
I had to make sure you meant
and
that.
And that is the one that I think will interest Houston fans because it has him listed as a wide receiver. He has not lined up as a wide receiver since week two. But what he does do every week is he returns punts and kickoffs. And if he is out, he's not returning kickoffs. Damian Pierce is going to be returning kickoffs for the Chiefs in this game. So I was not certain if Damian Pierce would be active in this game. I didn't know that Remigio would be out, but he is their kickoff returner.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave told special teams coach talked about, I don't know if Damian Pierce is going to get in on offense, but he has been working since we got him with our special teams at kickoffs. So
let Damian Pierce turn one. Frank Ross can get his ass run up out of town. What's it?
Hey, now hold on. Hold on. It ain't like we ain't seen that this year before. So we may with the Nico Remigio being out, we may get a Damian Pierce sighting.
There we go.
In this game.
Well, good. I'm excited to see him. I like the young
He's guy. Wearing number 34. He took him a while to get that wave cap on when he was at practice. He took 5 minutes to get that rolled up. Clyde Edwards-Helaire was looking at him like, hey, man, you need some help. But it looks like we may get a little Damian Pierce in this game. But Trey Smith and Jawan Taylor are the big ones. Big ones. They're doubtful. Again, as I said to you in the first segment, I don't see those guys playing. I don't see those guys coming out. They're injuries, man. I'm sorry, man. High ankle sprain. He's in a walking boot, damn it. High ankle sprain and low ankle sprain on one foot. He said he's closer. I don't see him jumping in this game. And I think they will have three backups. And Mike Caliendo. Whew, and Wanya Morris, look out. And he's going to have to protect those two gentlemen. Now, they did get to the Super Bowl with Caliendo playing guard, but he was out there. Quinnen Williams was giving him everything he could handle.
Well, luckily, lucky for him, we ain't got no Quinnen Williams on this group.
Yeah, he got Quinnen for two holding penalties. He just drug his ass down with a leg scissors. So that is the latest there from the injury report thing. All right, Clint and the people, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this. What if they do win this game, if they are able to pull this game out, right now they're 7-5. This is a place, as Danan said earlier, and they're 0-5 the last five times they played the Chiefs since 2019. What would this mean? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. What would this mean if they pulled this game out?
Shoot, they're in.
They're in the playoffs, yeah.
They're
Their
in.
Their playoff chances go up to above 75%.
Like in 2 weeks, I don't want to speak for anybody else, but in 2 weeks, we've gone from, oh, hell, man, you lose another game, you ain't got a chance, to you're
playoffs.
In.
Playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, 2 weeks ago, that was me right there. What the hell are you talking about? Hell, I think Larry and Stafford's the only one still beating that drum. Everybody else had kind of quieted down a bit, but he is persistent now. I mean, you're in. I mean, you got the rest of the way with Arizona and Las Vegas on the schedule, Indy again on the schedule, and Chargers. I mean, you're all but in. So this is a monster game. If you can win this game, you're in, first and foremost. But secondly, I know the organization's going to downplay this. And hell, I don't have a problem with it. Maybe they should. But being the team, I wasn't joking when I was talking to Dana News.
Yeah.
When I say I'd love to finish the job that the Texans did, I quickly go from, hey, man, we got a lot better chance to getting in, to, damn, it feels good to be the team that knocks their ass out. Damn, it feels good to be the team to swing the knockout punch and knock them off the mountaintop, officially knock them off the mountaintop. That would be – and not because there's some kind of – I'm not a guy that has a hate for Kansas City or a hate for this team or that team.
No, but it's a team that has
a dynasty and is looked to be untouchable. Damn sure when you talk about knocking out of the playoffs. I mean, it's one thing to not be at a Super Bowl or AFC Championship. Has Pat missed an AFC Championship since he's been the starter?
No.
I mean,
seven straight years.
Yeah. So I mean, to be a team that can knock these boys completely out of the playoffs would be a really, really, really good feeling. And I think it's something that inside the walls they'd never let us know, but inside the walls of NRG Stadium, I think it would be a feather in the cap. It'd be a reason to walk around with your chest poked out a little bit. It'd be a source of confidence beyond just winning, yes, and giving yourself a better chance to get in the playoffs. So, yeah, it would mean a lot. I think it would mean a lot more than I think we will ever know, even inside them door, that building over there at NRG.
Ray on YouTube and Twitch, and that's R-E-Y, Ray. Ray said, yeah, I think it means the playoffs for us, and KC is the top of the top. That's who you would have beaten. Text line coming in. As I said, what would it mean if they were able to pull this game off on the road, Sunday Night Football in Arrowhead?
Yep.
And as you said, I think that would end the Chiefs. That would end the Chiefs season.
This year, 2025.
That would end them.
I would rather beat them in an AFC Championship when they were winning 12 and 13 games, no doubt about it. But that's not where we're at right now. This isn't a would you rather segment. At the end of the day, this is what's in front of us. And I'd love to be the team that put the foot on the throat.
Text line, your Texans are real contenders. They would have beaten three top teams we think are contenders in a row. Yeah. Buffalo, Indy, Chiefs on the road, back-to-back.
Any way you slice it, that run right there is a hell of a three-game run in 2025. Now, I mean, those are some pretty healthy organizations. I know Indy has just arrived, but, hell, Indy won 10 games and missed the playoffs because we knocked them out. I mean, it's not like they have been awful and all of a sudden now they've arrived. They've been a pretty good franchise, and now here they are. They've got some things figured out. You beat three really healthy, historically good franchises in a row in a season when you started out 0-3. That's a good point. Two of them on the road. Yeah, that's a good point, man.
Yeah, and also I would say to me this is
– Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Outside of Buffalo, they have not been good in the games against the elite teams. Like, if you think about it, the teams that you think, since D'Amico has been here, teams that you say, all right, I think that team's a Super Bowl contender, I've counted it, they're 2-11 in that time frame over these three seasons, and the two wins are Buffalo, right? Like, I don't count the Silver Springs Ravens they played earlier this year.
But the other
games against Baltimore, there's a game against the Lions in there. They've played the Chiefs three times. I think the Rams earlier this year, I think, are legit Super Bowl contenders. They just haven't fared well
in Seattle.
They haven't fared well in the games over this period. And again, outside of Buffalo, who we've talked, I think they just are. They just seem to be maybe the worst matchup in the league for Buffalo.
Yeah,
they have not had much success.
Well, any way you slice it, man. I mean, I think that's the next step. We can talk about the lack of success in prime time. Okay, let's go get it. It would be huge in Sunday Night Football in this matchup, right? Because I know we can look at the Chiefs through the lens of, well, the record's not. But when people turn the TV on, they're still turning it on to watch the Chiefs. And if in front of that crowd, you can whoop that ass. That would be impressive.
Oh, yeah, you'll be in front of everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So the primetime aspect of it,
they have 57 million people watching their game last year.
Yeah, the primetime aspect of it is big. The as you said, kind of turning that corner and being better against true Super Bowl contending teams. would be big. So it's a monster game, no doubt. It's a monster game, man. Our defense versus Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes, it's one thing to be a great defense and beat up on a bunch of bad football teams. But, boy, you go out there and you put a notch in your belt against Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes, and you keep them below your season average or something along those lines. Boy, that's a big time accomplishment.
Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen,